Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Kemp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Kemp, and welcome to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. This is the place where you can come and find out what's going on in your life, find out what's coming up in your future, find out something about your relationships. Actually, this system that I use, which is based on a very ancient method from eons back, is really outstandingly accurate in the area of relationships. I can't really explain exactly why. It just is. It's a very amazing system, and it reveals all kinds of connections we have with other people. You know, I do a lot of readings, and a lot of times there's a connection in the cards called the Moon Connection. And a lot of times the Moon Connection is really like the key, the pivotal key to the relationship. I'll give you an example. If you know what your card is, I'll tell you what some of your Moon cards are. So if you're, let's say, a Seven of Clubs, the card right behind yours, which would be Six of Clubs, would be Moon to you. If you're, let's say, an Ace of Diamonds, the card right behind you is actually a King of Clubs, because the order of the cards goes hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades, and it goes from the ace to the king. So after the king of clubs, you go up to diamonds, and the next card is the ace. So the king of clubs is moon to the ace of diamonds. Just like the two of diamonds has the ace of diamonds as its moon card. So there's a card, when we have a moon, there's a sun card, and there's a moon card in the sun-moon connection. And the sun card sits in front of the moon card. It's always looking forward. Now, there are other moon cards in the deck. You have other ones, because that's the one I just told you about. That moon connection comes from the spiritual spread. But there's also a moon connection found in life spread, which I can't just rattle off to you right now, because you wouldn't be able to know how I'm finding that information. So I don't want to just say it to you, because it won't do you much good. But just trust me, that you have a lot of moon cards. You have a lot of moon cards. And we use not only the birth card to determine these, but we also use your planetary ruling card, and we use your karma cards. So when it's all said and done, we have a long list of moon cards for every single birthday. And we found through research that most married couples have a moon card connection between them. It's almost like the most common connection among married couples, the moon connection. Very important. But this moon connection is also, it's extremely important in the fact that it kind of determines a lot about the relationship. Some of the real basic and most important dynamics of the relationship are determined by if there's a moon connection, who's moon to who, and how that plays out. So you'll see, like, for example, one example is Brad Pitt, who's the King of Hearts, and Angelina Jolie, who's the King of Diamonds. And the King of Hearts happens to be the moon card of the King of Diamonds in the life spread. So she gets to be the sun card. He's the moon card. So even though Brad Pitt is a superstar, when he's in a relationship with Angelina Jolie, he tends to take the back seat. And if you look at him and his life now, you'll see him taking a back seat a lot to Angelina Jolie. Not necessarily in his career, but just it's just like she gets most of the spotlight when they're because they're together, because of this connection that they have called the Moon Connection. So it's very important. And Moon Connections are the most intimate. Like when you meet somebody with whom you have a Moon Connection, you feel immediately drawn to them. And you guys can talk for hours, and you just love the conversation. I mean, it's one of the defining characteristics of the Moon Connection is that you have really good conversation. And a lot of people love having really good conversation. I mean, that's what they want in a relationship. So maybe that's the reason that Moon card connections result in marriage so frequently. In the relationship, however, there are some criteria that are very important, like let's say you're an Eight of Diamonds and you're with a Seven of Diamonds person. You're the Sun card, they're the Moon card. They're looking ahead in the order of the cards, and they see you. You're the first thing they see. As they're looking ahead at all the cards, the card right in front of them is you, the Eight of Diamonds. And so they just keep seeing you. Now, you don't see them, though, because you're looking at ahead, and you're looking at the Nine of Diamonds, right? So there's a difference in the way that this Moon connection is experienced by the two different people. The person in the front is feeling the warmth and the support of the Moon person behind them, but they're looking ahead in a different direction. And for this reason, the one in the front, the Sun card, is going to be leading the Moon card. They're going to lead you. If you're in a relationship and you're Moon to the other person, that other person is going to lead you. There's just no way it can be otherwise. That's exactly what will happen. You will be led by the other person. It's just the nature of the connection, and it's not a conscious thing. It's not something they're doing intentionally. It's just how the energy flows between you, and it'll keep happening because of that energy. You can't stop it. So the Sun person will want to lead the relationship. And if the Moon person wants to be in a relationship where the other partner is going to basically, you know, lead them into something new and better in their life, this is an ideal relationship. This is a wonderful relationship to have. The Sun-Moon relationship, like I said, is found in more marriages. And when it's really working well, the Moon person wants to be there to support and nurture the Sun person, while the Sun person wants to be there to guide and to help and direct and to see that they're going somewhere really wonderful together. That's how it works. But there's a lot of times that the Moon connection doesn't work. And there's a lot of different interesting little dynamics that happen. For example, if a person has a lot of fear of being betrayed in a relationship or being left, like fear of abandonment or something like that. Sometimes, you know, frequently, and I find this with a lot of my clients, okay, they will pick somebody who is their Moon card to be in a relationship because it's safer to be with that person. It's a little easier because the way it works out dynamically is that it's much harder to leave the relationship when you're the Moon person than when you're the Sun person. If the relationship should break apart, the Moon person will suffer a lot more than the Sun person. Because the reason for that is because the Sun person is looking ahead. The Sun person is looking ahead, and they're seeing a future that doesn't include the Moon person. But when the Moon card looks ahead, that person just keeps seeing the person they were with. So it's very hard. It's very easy to be very attached in that situation and very hard just to let go. So people who have fears of being of abandonment, and I must chime in and say I'm one of these people, or I have been in my past, we would pick people that are Moon to us because it was safer, because we knew that when the relationship broke up, it would be easier for us to deal with. It's funny, you know, you think about it like a person who's got abandonment issues, fear of the person leaving them. It's basically like they're planning to leave someday. They're actually planning on a certain level. They're actually planning to leave. And so they pick somebody that is going to be fairly easy to leave, to leave, you know, because they know it's going to be coming in the future. Very interesting dynamic, the way that plays out. And I find also that there are women who, this is another common pattern, there's a lot of women I've done readings for, they constantly pick men that are moon to them. In other words, they'll pick a man who's going to play the more feminine role with them in the relationship. Instead of being the leader and the breadwinner, she'll be the breadwinner, or maybe not the breadwinner, but she'll definitely be the stronger one in the relationship. And I've had a lot of clients who've picked over and over again relationships like that, where they're stronger than the guy, okay? And it's the same thing. They pick these men because they don't want to get hurt. They want to be safe. And always, when a person picks a relationship like that because they don't want to get hurt and they want to play it safe, when they pick that kind of relationship, eventually they'll want to leave the relationship because they feel like they're in prison. See? Now, this may relate to a lot of you, because I tell you, you'd be amazed how many times this comes up in readings. I'm kind of surprised how frequently I see this showing up. So, you know, we pick people that are safe, and then, you know, but we didn't pick the one that we really, really wanted. We didn't pick the person that we would really be at risk with. We pick somebody who is okay, and we know they won't hurt us too bad if they leave us or if the relationship breaks up. And so after a while, we feel like, hey, I really want the person that I really wanted, because there's an urge inside of all of us. We all want to grow. We want to grow spiritually. So if we have like made a choice like that for a relationship out of a place of fear, that's what I'm talking about, fear of betrayal or abandonment, that choice eventually is going to let it make us feel like we're in prison, and we're going to want to break out of prison, and we're going to want to evolve, because ultimately what we really want inside is to get a handle on the fear that we feel. Now, you may not even be conscious of the fear. Many people are running around doing this kind of pattern for years, and they have no awareness that they're afraid. They just say to themselves, and they say to everybody else, I just haven't found the right person. Oh, she wasn't the right person. Oh, he wasn't the right person. I'm still looking for the right person. And, you know, it's so hard to find really good people out there. It goes on and on and on, this mental dialogue about it all. But the bottom line is, and the real root of the whole issue is, the fear of betrayal and abandonment, which is unconscious. Some people, a lot of people, I'd say most people, actually, just don't have an awareness. They don't even know that they're afraid. Okay? I'm not even sure. They don't even know that they're afraid. Very interesting. Very interesting. So it's all about awareness. And that's the work that I do when I'm doing readings. You know, I try to turn the lights on where there's no light so that my client can see what's going on in their life, and why the choices they're making keep them ending up in the same situations. And this is a common thing. This isn't the only issue that comes up, of course. There are lots of them. But this is one that is fairly common. Because really, I don't think I know anybody, there may be a few people, but I haven't met many people that have no fears of abandonment or betrayal. Most of us are wounded souls emotionally. We had hard childhoods. We came to this life with lessons to learn. And we're here to work it out, you know. I mean, you can see people that seem to be happily married and stuff, but even those people, among those people, they haven't really dealt with the inner fear that comes up. So in this situation, like, this is an example of how this card system can amazingly tell what's really going on in a person and in their relationships. And I, when I do readings for somebody, you know, I really like to ask them, you know, give me the birthdays of some people. Like, if let's say they're single right now, I'll say, well, who was your last significant relationship? Can you give me that person's birthday? Why would I ask that? Why would I say, you know, what's your last significant? I'll actually get the last two or three or four birthdays of people that they've been in a relationship with. Because when I look at the people that they've been with and I see the connections, I can reveal, I can often uncover a pattern that's happening in their life, and it helps me to guide the reading and to know exactly where to lead them to the next step. You know, I don't believe anymore that a person can go from having a big problem right to the solution so much. I'm more or less interested in seeing if I can get them to the very next step. I want to see if I can get them from where they are to a better place, moving forward to having the final step, which will be to have all their dreams come true. That's my intention. And I know that the process takes time, so I don't have any, I'm not in any big hurry about it. I used to be when I was younger. I don't seem to have mellowed out a little bit over the years. But I'm now much more able to allow people to be with whatever stage they're at in their journey and to help them and assist them to get from where they are to the next step. And sometimes that just means they find out what they're doing. Like they just finally get it. Oh, look. Look what I'm doing. Look how I am keeping, look at the pattern that I'm keeping here that I'm sustaining in my life in the area of relationship. And look what it tells me about myself. And, oh, look, I have some fears. And if I deal with those fears, I might be able to pick the relationship of my dreams instead of always settling for second or third or fourth best. I like to tell clients of mine, too, you know, you're not really living your life unless you are a little afraid. Because, you know, people that are really alive, to be alive means to be free, and to be free means that there's a lot of uncertainty about the future. You know, there's a lot of excitement as well. There's a lot of excitement about what could happen, and there's also this uncertainty about what might happen because there's an uncertainty. There's a possibility of things not turning out the way that you want them to. So it's a really magical place to be, and it's kind of scary at the same time. Very interesting. So if we're really alive in life, our life has a lot of uncertainty to it, and I like to call it wonder. Like, you know, the word wonderful is a really cool word when you think about it. It means full of wonder. Wow, that's interesting. That's something we don't use very much anymore, that word. I mean, we use wonderful a lot, but we don't know what we're even saying when we say it. What does it mean to be full of wonder? To be wonderful means to not have the answers. To wonder about something is to be sitting in the question. Being sitting in the question of what is or what's true or what's going on. Interesting, huh? To be wonderful is to not know. You don't know right now. You don't know. You're wondering. You're in the question of what it could be or might be or is. Okay. That's a state. That's what being wonderful is all about. Interesting, huh? Being wonderful. Okay. Well, speaking of wonderful, today is the birthday for everybody born on March 17th. It's an interesting day. Six of Diamonds is the birth card today, and it's Pisces. So the ruling card for today is the Queen of Diamonds. People born today are Six of Diamonds, Queen of Diamonds. And they're Pisces. And, you know, Pisces people are usually pretty mellow. You would think, you know, pretty mellow overall. But anybody who is a six is very, very competitive. And they're going to want to win. And they're going to want to have things. They're not necessarily trying to get everything to go their way. They just do well in competition. That's really what it is. It's not like they're not like prima donnas that have to have everything happen the way they want it to. They're just people that are very competitive. And whenever they compete, they usually win. They win a lot in the competitive world. This is the nature of people who are sixes. And for this reason, we find a tremendous number of really successful sports figures who are sixes. I mean, nobody born today that I know of, but a lot of sixes, diamonds people, are very successful, like Joe Montana, the quarterback, Babe Ruth, people like that. There's like so many of them. It's just amazing. So people today, don't let that Pisces nature fool you. They really can be very competitive, and you wouldn't want to get into a fight with them. Some of the people born today are Nat King Cole, rock musician Billy Corgan. We have actress Leslie Ann Downs. Patrick Duffy used to play in Dallas. A famous serial killer, John Wayne Gacy Jr. That's okay. There's a six gone bad. Soccer player Mia Hamm, Shemp Howard, Rob Lowe, Rudolf Nureyev, Kirk Russell, Gary Sinise, and John Sebastian, the vocalist. Quite a list of people there. So we have, and this is a double diamond birthday. There aren't a lot of birthdays that have the double birth and ruling cards the same suit. So when they do, this person has a really strong, let's say, lessons to learn about that suit, and diamonds are all about the value and worth of things. So this person is a money person, people born today, even though they may not say that, even though they may think they're not even. Like, I've talked to people and they'll say, well, I'm not really that concerned about money. But if you really take a closer look at their life and the choices they make, you'll see that money factors into it in a very large degree. It's very, very important to them. Okay? Okay, so just to let everybody know, we're going to be opening up the phone lines after our break soon here, and you'll be able to call in and ask a question. We'll need your birthday, and we'll also ask you where you're from, your name and where you're from, just so we can kind of let our listeners know who's calling in, not to reveal anything about you personally. So when we have our break here in a minute, feel free to call in, and we'll be taking questions, and then I will be looking in the cards, and also combining that with my experiences with other people of similar cards, and hopefully give you some direction for choices that you're facing in your life or relationships. Like, it'd be really fun tonight, since I talked about relationship, if you have a relationship and you want to know more about the connections between you and how that might reveal something, it might be fun to do that and sort of demonstrate that tonight on the show. Okay? So we're going to take a short break right now, and on our breaks here, we play songs from my music CD called Bhakti Rock. Bhakti Rock is a compilation of Sanskrit chants that I learned a long time ago, and some of the new ones that I made up, and combined them with more of a pop music feeling. I hope you like it. Tonight we're going to play our newest one first, which is called Rama Rama. And after this break, we're going to come back, and if we have any callers, we're going to take some calls and do some question and answers. So this is Robert Camp. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp, and hope you're having a wonderful Monday today. We do have a caller on the line, but I don't know her name or birthday yet because Seth hasn't put it up on the chat room, but you can bring her on, Seth. Hello? Anybody there? Hello? 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 I can't hear anything right now, Seth. Are you there? Something's going on. I don't know what it is. Anybody there? Nope. I don't hear anything. So I'm waiting for Seth to get this somebody on the line or to... I don't know what it is. I don't know what's going on. So we may have to pause here and start back in a few minutes. We'll see what happens. Actually, I think you had a couple people on the line, but I don't hear anybody. I don't know what's going on.
Hello.
Oh,
hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna. This is Robert Camp. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Something happened there, and I didn't hear anybody for about a minute.
I know. I kept talking to you, and you couldn't hear anything. I'm new to your show, and I just got your book, and I just started reading it, so I really don't know anything, but I love listening to your shows. I love the way you laugh, and you're so good-natured, and I love the way you talk to people.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you saying all that.
Oh, you
What's your birthday, Donna?
It's 11/24/1945.
Okay, so you're a Sagittarian.
Yes, I am.
How lucky you are.
I know, I'm a kid at heart, and I have a lot of fun.
Well, you're a kid at heart, too, because not just because you're a Sag, but because in the cards, first of all, you're a heart. You're a nine of hearts. Do you know that you're a nine of hearts? You already knew that, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yes, from the book.
But you're also a jack of clubs. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
And that's the part of you that will never grow old.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Jack of clubs is kind of like Peter Pan.
That's exactly how I feel.
I'm not going to grow up. Forget it. That's for old people. So, do you have any questions tonight I can help you with?
Yes. I'm married for 33 years to a six of diamonds and an ace of diamonds, and his birthday is February the 19th, 1949.
Okay. And what would you like to know?
I would like to know, I don't know if it's that I'm getting so restless and stuff. My dream is to move to the beach and have a dog, and he keeps going, no, 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 no. And I'm at the point now that's exactly what I want to do. So if he says no, I'm going anyway. So how does that look for me?
Well, first of all, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I was talking about the sun and the moon connection and the cards.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Did you know that your husband is moon to you?
No.
Well, he is. Isn't that interesting, too, that he's moon to you? And that's what I was talking about. And do you remember what I said about when you're the sun person? You're the leader.
Yeah, the sun looks ahead. I wrote it down. And the moon is hard to lead and sees the person that they're with. That's what I wrote down in my notes.
Well, you know, basically, like with your husband, you're the boss.
Oh, I don't feel like the boss.
Oh, well, look what you're doing, though. You're saying, I'm going. That's very boss-like, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, I've only done this a couple times.
What, you've done it a couple times?
I've only done it like, well, we had a dog, and he said, we're not keeping the dog. We have to give him back. And I said, no, because I thought, don't make me choose between you and the dog because you're going to lose. And but I didn't say that to him. But he must have read my mind because the dog got to stay. And then
well,
we lived in a... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we lived into another state, and the weather made me sick, and I was sick all the time. And I said that I was moving to California, and he says, no, we're going in a couple years. And I said, no, we're going now, because I went on vacation for, like, supposed to be for 2 weeks, and 3 months later, he says, are you coming home? And I said, if I have to, because I was never sick one day when I was in California. So I told him that I was leaving, and he followed me. And so I think I might have to do the same thing. But most of the time, he is always the boss. So this will be the third time that I get away with something.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little secret here, Donna, and that is that you've always been the boss, but you just didn't know it.
Wow.
And you can take that and do something with it if you want to. You know what I mean? If you realize that you're the stronger one in this relationship, because you are.
Wow.
Like I said earlier, if you two broke up, it wouldn't hurt you that much.
No, it wouldn't.
It wouldn't, I'm telling you. But normally it would hurt somebody, you know, to break up. But you're the Sun person, it would be easier for you. That's why you'll give them ultimatums and say, you know, either we're going to do this or I'm out of here. Right?
Right.
So you're basically doing exactly what Moon Sun people do in a Sun-Moon relationship. That's exactly how they are.
Wow.
So from here forward, if you want, you know, you have an opportunity, you can just realize that you've always been the boss. And be a good boss. Don't be a mean boss. Be a nice boss.
Oh, no. No, I'd be a good boss.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You know, and your judgment on things would probably be a little bit better than his in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Because just the way it works out with this connection. So don't be afraid to be the leader in the relationship.
Okay.
Now, in terms of whether you would, whatever you do, I don't see any problem this year.
Okay.
You know, I mean, what are you thinking about doing? Moving, you said?
Yeah, I want to move to the beach, and I didn't know whether I'd just go ahead and move and not tell him, or because he's out of town, and then I thought, you know, I think I'll wait for him to get home and then tell him that we're moving to the beach. Are you coming or not?
That's exactly how Sun cards talk to the Moon cards. I'm going here. Do you want to come along?
Yeah.
If not, it's okay, but I'm heading out there. See you later.
Yeah.
Glad to have you.
Look who's driving now.
Yeah. We'd love to have you with me. I hope you decide to come. That's how the Sun card talks to the Moon card.
Wow.
It's very appropriate. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. This helps so much.
Oh, good.
It really does. You know, I just love your cards and everything, and I want to ask you another question about that. For actually learning the cards, when you sit there, like when you're doing it now, do you have that card program in front of you? Does that work better when you're first learning, or to go slower with the cards?
Well, I use the software all the time because I can just type in a birthday and I don't have to be flipping through pages,
mm-hmm.
you know, back and forth. So for me, it's a major convenience. And a lot of people use it because it's so convenient. That's, you know, that's the big benefit of having the computer do all that for you, say.
Yes.
So you can decide. I mean, you know, you might want to get it now or you might want to wait. It's up to you when you get it. You know.
And then, like, I have two computers. I have one that I leave at the house, and I have a laptop. Is it possible to have it on both your computers so that when you
you're allowed to have it on two computers.
Oh, great.
So if you have two computers, you can have it on both of them. That's where we draw the line, is at two computers. So some people who might have more. I mean, I have, like, five computers, you know.
Wow.
And I've met people like me that have a lot of computers, but the license we give is for two. So that satisfies most people's needs. So
yeah, it really does.
All right, Donna. Well, I appreciate you being my guest tonight and sharing yours. Your call was perfect because we were just talking about that before the break, and I was asking, hoping we would have an example to show everybody about the sun-moon connection, and you guys are a perfect example of that.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It really means a lot to me, and I love your books, and I love your music, too. I've never heard music like that, and I really like it.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you like it.
Yes, thank you.
Well, thanks again for calling, Donna.
Okay, you are welcome.
All right.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, I don't see any other calls on the list here, so we're going to take a short break. And on this break, we're going to play the song Closer to You. And when we come back, if there's any calls, we'll keep going with your calls. Be right back.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp and the Mr. Destiny Radio Show, and we finally figured out what happened here this evening, and we got it straightened out, so we should be good to go for the rest of the show. We have a man been waiting patiently on line four named Jason. Are you there, Jason?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you, Robert?
I'm all right. And are you born December 3rd,
1954? That's
correct. Cool. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, my wife asked me to call in because you were doing a show on relationships.
Uh-huh. Right.
Surprise, right?
Well, you know, obviously you do whatever she asks you.
That's nice. Apparently so.
So, what would you like to... What's your wife's birthday? I have your birthday. What's your wife's birthday?
7/19/53. She's a Cancer.
7/19. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
She's a Cancer.
Yeah, she's a Cancer, and you're a Sagittarian.
Yep.
And that's an interesting combination. I'm a Cancer, and my wife's a Sagittarian.
She is?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So we're the opposite of you two.
Oh. So she does everything you say. So she does everything you say then, right?
Well, it's not really... That actually doesn't determine... It's a matter of whether you have a moon connection or not. Not your sun sign is not so significant. If there's a moon connection between you, then that will define, you know, the nature of the relationship. So you're a two of diamonds and a four of clubs.
Uh-huh.
And your wife is a nine of clubs and a jack of hearts.
Uh-huh.
So in your particular case, you guys don't really have a moon connection. Okay.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's neither good or bad. It's certainly not bad.
What does it mean?
Well, it what matters is really what do you have together. You understand?
Okay.
That's what's significant. It's like, well, what connections do you have? So
okay.
The first connection between you and your wife is that you are her Neptune card. And what that means is that she'll always have a certain romantic fantasy about you for as long as she lives.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it actually is a nice connection because it lends itself to there always being a nice romance in the relationship. And your wife is a person that absolutely needs romance. She's a nine of clubs and a jack of hearts. And a nine of clubs woman, if they don't have romance, they're going to go find it outside the marriage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm good at romance, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, no, well, you don't really have to do anything because the connection that you have with her is really strong, and she just will always kind of have romantic feelings for you.
Well, that's nice.
And it's not like you got to really do anything. I mean, you got it pretty much made here.
Okay. I like this.
You also have some other nice connections, too. You have a mutual Venus, which is really good. However, you are a little bit of a challenge to her at times, too.
I see.
There's a connection you have, which is called the Pluto connection, which means that there are times when you can really get her riled up.
Oh, that's true.
And that would be true for a lot of relationships, of course, but in your particular case, it's very strong. It's a very strong connection.
Does she get riled up about something in particular?
No, I don't think so. It might be maybe about how analytical you are.
How analytical? Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
You're a pretty analytical guy.
I am.
And that might rub her the wrong way sometimes because she's not so analytical.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, well, you've been married to her. You know what it's like.
Oh, yes, I do. But
you know what comes up. Well, I'm sorry?
She wants to know.
Oh.
She doesn't worry about these things. She's a worrier.
Well, why didn't she call in?
Because she's a worrier. You know, she's just not quite as assertive as I am sometimes.
Yeah, well... You guys have a nice relationship. I don't see any problems. So you can tell her to relax.
Okay, tell her you. She's listening right now. So
oh, good.
You tell her.
What's her name?
Sandy.
Sandy?
Yeah.
Sandy, relax, all right?
That's great, Robert. I appreciate that. You gotta get
okay, that'll be $100, please. That'll be $100, please.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Nice talking to you, Jason.
Right, thanks, Robert.
Thanks for being patient
bye.
Tonight.
Bye.
All right. Good night. Oh, that was fun. Now, there's an example of a relationship that had no moon connection, but they had a Venus, a Neptune connection, which is really like a super Venus connection, very, very romantic and long-lasting also. Neptune relationships can be the longest-lasting relationships, which is something I haven't talked about much, but it's true. Okay, so we also have now Amanda, who's been waiting patiently. And we have the lines open, folks, so if you want to get in tonight, now's the time to call. But let's see if Amanda's here. Are you there, Amanda?
Yes.
Hello, Amanda.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, perfect. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Not bad at all.
And you're from Des Moines?
I'm from Des Moines, Iowa, yeah.
What does Des Moines mean?
Say it again?
What does Des Moines mean? What's the translation of that French word?
Oh, the monks is what it means, the monks.
The monks?
The monks, that's what I've been told. I'm originally from Chicago, but Des Moinians say it means the monks.
The monks, okay, just curious.
Yeah.
And is your birthday November the 12th, 1975?
That's correct.
Okay, good. So now we have that straightened out. What can I do for you?
Okay, I wrote a book last summer about a very difficult relationship that I had in college, and it was published this fall and came out in November. So I'm curious to know how that book will fare, whether or not it's going to be successful, and what the impact, if any, that book will have on the man that it's written about.
Okay, so you wrote a book about somebody you're not with anymore?
Yes.
And you're wondering if he's going to come back because of the book or something?
I'm wondering what kind of impact that book is going to have on him, because it doesn't have great material in it. We had a kind of a difficult relationship, and it doesn't paint him in a very good light, even though it tries really at the end to be something pretty. But, you know, it's hard.
Well, who published your book? Who published your book?
Oh, Publish America.
And is that like a kind of a self-publishing house kind of thing?
No, I mean, it's a publisher. I mean, they publish and they pay for that. You send in your material, and if they're interested in it, they'll publish it.
I see. Okay, cool. Well, I mean, how are your finances going right now?
How are my finances going right now? They're okay. I need more money, definitely more money, and I want a new house.
I should have everybody call in who needs more money. I bet you everybody would call in right away. Everybody says, I need more money.
Definitely. More money would make me happier, sure.
Well, that's because...
So I'm wondering if that book will bring me success and bring me money. I want to quit my job. I can't stand my job, so I'd like to do that.
Well, it's been out since November, right?
Say it again?
Your book has been out since November?
It's been out since November 2007. It came out mid-November 2007.
So when do you get paid?
My next royalty check, the one that actually will have, like, bookstores on it and that kind of thing, is in August of 2008.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm seeing some really good influences from money right now. I don't know where it's going to come from. But
you're seeing money influences right now?
Yeah, right now. I don't know where you're going to get it, but... Because you got to have a place to get it from, you know? You just can't materialize out of thin air. It has to have, in order for these money cards to pay off, you have to have something in place that can allow that money to come to you.
Let me ask. I own copies of the book. Like, I have copies of my own book, many, many copies of my own book that I could sell.
Right.
But, I mean, that could happen, and I could get money from that.
What's your agreement with your publisher? Are you allowed to sell?
I can purchase my book for half the price that it's sold for, and then I can sell it for what it sells for. So then I make, you know, twice what I paid for it when I sell my own book.
Well, I'm telling you, that's a good thing to think about, you know. Like,
okay.
I was self-published for a number of years.
Uh-huh.
And once I got a publishing deal,
mm-hmm.
which kind of happened, I wasn't looking for one. It kind of found me, but that's another story. But once I got a deal, I made sure that in the agreement that I could buy books at a really low cost,
mm-hmm.
because I knew I would sell books. Now,
right.
I don't sell to bookstores, and I don't sell to, you know, outlets like that. But I can sell to
mm-hmm.
individuals. And I sell a lot of books to individuals. And so that's good. I mean, so you have really good money cards right now. If you were to put something into action immediately that could sell books, that could be where the
mm-hmm.
money comes from. It's possible.
Okay.
The trouble is, this period is already half over. It began,
yeah.
Well, it's not half over. It's about one-third over. So you'd have to act pretty quickly here to have this show up.
This is my, when I'm in my, what, my Mars period?
You're in Mars.
Is it Mars?
And it goes until April the 18th.
Okay, so then, but the next one is like Jupiter, isn't it?
Yes, it is, but you have the money cards now. You have some money
okay.
cards in Jupiter, too, though. Don't get me wrong. Your Jupiter period always has the potential for money. But
okay.
you have the strongest money cards showing up in the Mars period. And Mars
okay.
period demands that you take action. You have to take action. It's not going to happen without you taking action.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess figure out, oh, now let's... to get some money with these books.
Yeah, like, for example, first of all, have you identified who your market is for your book? Like
women, mostly.
What's that, women?
Yeah, women. And I thought it would be, like, women between 25 and 50, but, like, I even have, like, 15-year-olds who steal my book from their mom, so
uh-huh.
it's women.
Well, you know, you got to find a way to get it out there to the public, because even though your publisher, you know, thinks it's going to sell, not every publisher really can market a book as well as they would like to. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't think they do for first-time authors either. I think they more just add you to their catalog.
Well,
I don't think they do a lot of promotional things.
Yeah, maybe not. I don't know. Every publisher is different. I mean, they're just all people trying to make money, you know. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know that. You're good with money. So, I mean, it looks like you're going to sell more books throughout the year.
Okay.
I don't see a huge, not for the rest of this year, I don't see a huge income from any particular source.
Okay.
But if you have a plan that you really want to leave your job, I don't see why. I think you can make a plan and you will be able to leave your job.
Now, the guy that the book is written about, what kind of impact?
Well, I don't, what is it? Who cares?
I do. Can I be honest with you? I do. I wrote that book.
Why do you care? What do you want from him?
To be better.
You want him to be a better person?
More loving, more kind, more honest, more sincere,
okay,
more
so
compassionate.
That is,
yeah.
That is a big problem for you right there. You just defined one of your biggest life challenges. Trying to get other people to change.
Yeah.
Never going to work. It never worked before, and it never will work. People can't change other people. We can only change ourselves. Okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
you're a power card. Do you understand? You're an eight of clubs. Do you know this?
I mean, I know I can learn things. I'm good at that.
Do you know you're an eight of clubs?
Yeah, but I mean, what I know that means that I can learn things because I do that. I learn things.
All the eights are power cards, okay?
Uh-huh.
And all the eights always end up in situations where they think they want to have others be the way they want them to be. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? Now, the club will
yeah.
be a concept. The Eight of Clubs has this concept And they think everybody should be that way. You understand? It's always mental for the clubs. So you need to let this guy be the man that he is and get off it. Get off of him and let him go, because you're hanging on to him this way, too. You're holding him around. You're holding his energy in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole book might have been your way of trying to keep him around or something.
I originally, can I be honest with you, started it as a means of trying to find a way to let go, but I don't know. It hasn't really evolved into that for me.
It sounds like it's evolved into more of a way that you're trying to get him back.
Maybe,
back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you want him back. Isn't that interesting? I think that's so interesting. You know, because you write this book, and it's not so flattering about him. Maybe you have some judgments about him and so forth. But you want him back. It's
right,
hilarious.
Yeah. And you know what's weird? I have a hard time communicating with him, and so it's a lot easier for me to write. And so then it's a letter. It's actually a letter.
Well,
but it's a story as letter. So I took that opportunity to write how I felt about things.
You should consider getting a therapist with him, doing group therapy, you know, couples therapy. That's what they're for. They're there to help you communicate. And if this guy is not willing to do that with you, then he's not the right guy. And you need to let him go and move on. Okay?
So you're not going to tell me whether or not there's going to be an impact?
I can't tell you that. You mean, is he going to come back? Is that what you want to know?
No. I don't necessarily want to know if he's going to come back, but whether or not it will impact him at all.
Well, there's no way I can see that in the cards. You should get a psychic reading for that question. I'm not a psychic.
Yeah, but you could look at his cards, though.
I can look, but it's not going to show your book in his cards.
You don't think it would?
Nope. It will not. What's his birthday, by the way?
Say it again?
What is his birthday?
Oh, August 3rd.
August the 3rd, okay. Okay. So he is like a 10 of diamonds, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And I can see why you like him, because you're moon to him. I mean, I can see why you really want to be with this guy. You're moon to him all over the place. But what does he want to do? That's the question.
I have no idea.
Well, why don't you ask him?
You know, I don't know.
Instead of just writing this whole book and everything, just go talk to him. Isn't it interesting how we are so afraid to, like, really say what we feel and face things? You know, the fear of rejection in all of us is so huge that we often will just do anything to avoid that. You understand? So we'll have elaborate plans, and all those plans are really just so we can try to get what we want, but not without taking any risk of being rejected.
Oh, see, but I think, I hear what you're saying in general, but there's like a huge story behind that.
Well, yeah, no, and we don't have time for that huge story tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Not on the show here. But just the signs that I'm getting from listening to you talk is, number one, I see clearly you want him back. Number two, I see clearly you won't talk to him. You're not talking to him. You're not even telling him. And you're thinking this book might bring him back to you somehow. That's what I think, from what I've seen and heard. And I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that I'm right.
Right.
And it might help you to just look at that, what I just told you, just kind of hang out with that a little bit and just get clear that this is what you're really up to, because there might be a better way. You might be able to really get this resolved with him if you just go direct to the source and find out if he actually has any desire to be with you or not. He may have no desire to be with you ever again. I don't know.
Right.
And if he does, what are you wasting your time for? You know, as much as you might be in love with this guy, if he's already decided you're not it, you're just going to get abused by being around him.
Right.
You understand? I mean, it's abusive to be with somebody that you love, but they don't love you. It's not, and it's not loving yourself to do that either. That's not self-love. See? You will be hurting yourself and not helping yourself. So anyway, hang out with what I told you, and feel free to call back next week. I'll talk to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling, Amanda.
Yeah. Okay, right. Thank you. Have a good night. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and we do have somebody named Robert on the line from Palm Beach. But Robert, hang on there. We'll talk to you in just a few minutes. We're going to take a short break. We're going to play the song Sri Ram, and then we'll come back. Thank you.
Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. Hope you're having a great Monday night. We do have some calls on the line, and first we want to talk to Robert from Palm Beach. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
A little late out here.
Yeah, it is. It's, what is it, 11 o'clock maybe?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I live in West Palm Beach, so a little different.
Yes, I would say so. I grew up in Tampa myself.
Oh, you're Tampa?
Yeah. So, are you born August the 7th, 1942?
Yes.
And what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I seem to watch the roar of a lion. And,
really?
I'm torn between living in Wyoming and Florida. I'm in the Screen Actors Guild, Equity, and Writers Union. I'm still painting houses.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in
let me get this straight. You are living in Florida. You want to move to Wyoming. Is that true?
I came here for... I lived in Florida 25 years. Then I met this young lady, and we moved to Wyoming. And then I came back for a couple months for a winter to Florida again, which I really didn't want to do because I got caught up in the same old rat.
The same old rat race there?
Yeah.
And so, how long have you been there now since you came back?
I've been here since Christmas.
Okay. And where's your lady friend?
She's staying with me right now. She's from Wyoming.
Okay. Okay, so what is your question, Robert?
I seem very depressed down here in West Palm Beach for some reason. I can't seem to function too well. Whether I kind of said goodbye to this place and I came back because I was a little, didn't want to stand the cold weather that bad, but
I didn't make out what you just said. What did you say you did when you came back? You're talking a little bit too fast for me.
I'm from the Boston area originally, so I should slow down for you.
Yeah, slow down a little bit because you're like, you know, I got that high caffeine rate going there.
I'm painting houses in Florida.
You're painting houses to make money in Florida, is that it?
Yeah. And I knew there was not too much going down here movie-wise, et cetera. As much as they say, there's not too much going down here.
Movie-wise?
Yeah, theater-wise.
So you'd really like to do some theater?
Yeah, I still would like to do my dream.
Okay. And have you ever done your dream before?
Yes.
So you have been employed as an actor before?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, you have, you just started your Mars period, your Saturn period in this card system. You just started that on March the 4th, which is just recently, and it goes until April 25th, okay?
Yeah.
And every year, from March 4th to April 25th, that's the hardest period of the year for you. Do you understand?
Not, March 4th, April 25th.
Yeah, that's your Saturn period. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got a Saturn period, and no one really likes it too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because things are always harder in there. And you have a 5 there. You have a 5 of diamonds, which says, a move. It looks like a move, right?
Yes, I hope so.
It's not going to be easy, though. Because Saturn things are always difficult. It's not,
right.
But it shouldn't stop you. It's just that it's not going to be fun and easy. Okay.
Right.
And you definitely need to move, for sure. Now, are you with the right person, romantically speaking?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
She's December 4th.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a great birthday for you. Absolutely.
Mm.
You know, Sagittarius and Leo get along really good.
Yeah. We're both creative. She's a weaver, and she does odd work.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that birthday has a really strong creative drive. And they need to have... They always have to have their little career thing going on the side. Always.
All the time.
Yeah, and they like to travel.
Yeah, yes they do.
And they like to travel with their mates.
Yes, they do.
They don't want to just go by themselves. They want their mate to go with them.
They want to take what they do their own thing while they're going, but they take us along.
Yeah, well, you know, better than leaving you behind, I guess. So the move's going to be okay. It's going to be hard, but it's going to all work out.
Okay.
That's the good news. Okay. And next year is going to be a lot more fun and successful for you. I'm not talking about next January. I'm talking about after your birthday.
Okay.
So I've got good news for you. It's just not right away.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Do you in the entertainment field or just?
Well, it doesn't really specify that, but it certainly could be. I mean, you're going to be successful at whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you choose entertainment, then it'll be entertainment.
Right. Just painting houses, painting houses.
Exactly. But I don't think you're going to pick painting houses anymore.
Okay.
I got the feeling that's about over for you.
Is it another what place?
I get a feeling that's about over for you.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, just talking to you, not from the readings, just, I get a feeling like you're done with that.
Now we got to figure out what's next.
Well, you have to choose what you love to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because, when you think about it, the only reason you're not doing what you love to do is because you're worried about the money.
Right.
And choices made from that place, like if we choose things in our life because of our fear of not having enough money, it always makes us feel miserable later.
Yeah, it does.
Always.
Yep.
So instead of doing that, choose this time to do something because you love it. And watch and see what happens.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's my suggestion, Robert.
Okay, thank you.
And you're a creative, resourceful guy. You're going to be successful at whatever you do, always.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so why not pick something that's more fun?
No, that's true. Okay.
All right. Good luck
thank
to you,
you,
Robert. Thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate you waiting.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, next we have a dear friend of mine, Lorna from Spokane. Online too. Are you there, Lorna?
I am.
What's up, Lorna?
Well, I have a question for you tonight. This one's for me tonight.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to make a decision in regards. I'm moving to Asheville, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And I'm moving on the 26th, and I have my teenager who is in high school. My original plan was to have him finish up school, and some circumstances have happened, and so now I'm trying to decide whether to take him with me when I leave on the 26th or go ahead and let him stay for the remainder of the school year.
It looks to me like he's going to stay.
Pardon?
It looks to me like he's going to stay.
Like he's going to stay?
It looks that way from what I see.
Okay.
Because you have nines, which means
yes.
letting go. It means you letting go.
He does too, though.
Well, same thing.
Pardon?
It's same thing. I mean, I'm just saying, what I think is that he's going to stay. I could be wrong. But
through June?
What?
Stay what through June.
I'm sorry, what are you saying about June?
Well, one of the concerns his dad had is that if he stays, that he will disappear in June and not come with me. He's had some behavioral things, and his brother disappeared, and so his father's concerned that he's going to disappear if I don't keep him with me.
Well, what do you think?
I'm torn back and forth. I'm like, I can see it happening. He's not as, he's not streetwise at all like his brother is, and so, you know, his brother is working and going to college, and he's disappeared, but he hasn't disappeared. I know where he's at, and I know he's safe, and he's working and going to school. Mark has a very different personality, and so I think he might threaten to do it, but I don't think that he would actually go through with it unless he was pushed into something like that.
Yeah. Well, you have a nine of hearts long range this year, Lorna. And you have nine.
I've already seen a lot of endings happen already.
Yeah, and you have, well, and you're not even through your Venus period yet.
Correct.
And so there's a lot more to come for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so you might as well just kind of, you know, get with the program. Things are just getting started.
Well, pardon?
Things are just getting started.
So do you think that's directly connected to my kids?
Well, it's not, I don't think it's all of it, but it's a part of it. I think it's a big part of it. I think there's other relationships you got to let go of too, but this is the biggest one. There's some reason, Lorna, that you're choosing, that you're thinking about this option. There's a reason why it feels right to you. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that reason is. That's something between you and yourself. But there's some reason why this is right for you, or right, it seems right for you. And you're in a little bit of conflict about it.
I didn't quite catch that. Well, so there's some reason that...
There's some reason that leaving your son or not having him in your life is right for you.
That's the problem, is that I want to take him with me, but he wants to stay for the rest of the school year. I'm the one that's having the problem with letting him stay.
Oh, I see.
The end of the school
well,
year
if
and
you're,
his dad.
How old is your son, Lorna?
He's 16.
Okay, well, he's still too young to make his own decisions like that.
Right.
So in that particular situation, you just need to say, this is not something that you get to decide yet, and you're calling.
Okay.
Let's just get clear here, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely some letting go for you.
I tend to, you know, be too soft with them, and that's the problem, so.
Yeah, well, you know, you're a heart, and like my sister Linda's a heart, and I notice it's kind of hard for hearts to be the adult sometimes. You know, I come into my sister's house and she's fighting with her two sons, and I'm like, are there any adults here tonight? Is anybody in charge? I want to talk to whoever's in charge. Oh, I see there's nobody here. Somebody left the kids all by themselves. And they're going at it.
That's good.
Anyway, you know, I mean, I think it'd be good for you to set some boundaries in your own mind and just help you make these kind of decisions easier, you know, get clear that, you know, that he's with you until a certain age and then he's out or whatever, you know.
Well, that's what I feel. But I also, you know, I also am compassionate to understand that it's near the end of the school year and to let him finish out the school year before coming. And, you know, he has a family that he can...
But why do you have to leave? Why do you have to go?
It's been established. Work has dried up here for me. So I've
been... And when does the school year end, Larna?
Ends in June.
You can't wait till June?
Pardon?
You can't wait till June?
No, I can't.
Okay. Okay.
No,
that's the problem, I think, because, you know, it really isn't good for your son to be taken out in the middle of the school year.
Yeah.
It's not good for him.
Not good for him to not have a house, you know, a roof over his head either. And right now, that's where I'm at. I'm staying at somebody else's house because money has dried up. So,
where's his father?
And I'm walking back into a... Pardon?
Where's his father?
I still didn't quite catch what you said.
Where is his father? Where is the boy's father? Does he live in the same town?
Yes.
Well, why didn't he go stay with his dad till he has to go?
He's not allowed to spend the night at his dad's house. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's not allowed to even spend the night at his dad's house. He's burned those bridges.
Oh. Well, you sure get yourself into some interesting predicaments there, Larna. You got some doozies. That's a doozy. That's what we call a doozy. It's almost like damned if you do this, damned if you do that. I mean, it looks that way.
So how do I break that cycle?
Well, you have to find out how you're doing it first, you know. Whatever cycle we want to break in ourselves, we first got to catch ourselves doing it. We got to catch ourselves in the act of doing it, see. And then we have a chance of actually changing it. But we have to watch ourselves very carefully, because, see, you made this choice you made that you'd have to leave, that is the one that's defining this whole problem. Do you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You made a choice that you have to leave, and that decision is kind of defining this whole problem. But there are other choices that got you into this place anyway, that got you here from, you know, they accumulate. And they basically put you in a little box like this. And you're stuck. You don't have really many options at that point. And every option looks crappy because the choices you've made in the past set this up to be like this. See?
I agree.
So, you know,
the choice to stay here is one part of that, is that I should have, you know, my intention was to come and stay for 3 months, take care of legal things, and then go back to Asheville, and it's 3.5 years later, so... You know, I made that choice.
And not only that, but other choices that you made, too. I mean, there were other choices along the way, too, that got you into this particular situation. So it's like we have to try as much as possible to look farther down the line with our choices and not look for what's immediately going to satisfy a problem, but what's going to be a more of a long-term solution. Like, what's good for your son long-term? Like, you're a parent, and if you're really, really serious about being a parent, Larna, I mean, if that was your highest priority, you would do whatever it takes to give your son the best education possible, and that would be your priority. See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that you would do whatever it takes, because you're not a helpless person. You're certainly very resourceful. There's a lot of things that you can manifest, Larna. You always have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have an opportunity here to show up. You know, you could come up with a brilliant solution here if you want. One that makes everybody, that takes care of everything. Takes care of your son and takes care of you. His father is out of the picture.
The thing is that I feel like him being in Asheville is the best for him long term.
Well, then good. Then if you could just manage
to... school and he's not doing the things he needs to do in the school again.
Well, I think it might be really good, too. But, you know, if you can't wait, like, 2 months till school's out, I mean, with that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, if you have to leave, man, you're forcing, you're putting everybody, you're putting him in a very difficult situation. It's his last year of high school, right? Is this the graduating year? Or is it, well, there's one more year, isn't there? There's one more year. Yeah, one more year, okay.
No, he has two more years.
Oh, two more years. Oh, okay. I thought 17 was, I can't remember. It's been too long since I've been in high school. Anyway,
well,
I mean, for you, I see nines, but I don't know, given all this, I don't know exactly, but there seems to me, in my mind, something you have to let go of here.
Okay.
I don't see a sacrifice card here, so I don't know, you know, exactly what to tell you, but I certainly see those nines.
Okay.
So work it out, you know. Use your ingenuity. Come up with a plan that lets him finish his school year and guarantees that he's not going to just take off.
Well, I can't guarantee that. I mean, you know, he's had that for years. He did that with his dad. That's how I ended up with him. But,
well,
I can do what I can do to help him feel.
Right.
Supported and secure.
He's about almost the age of leaving home anyway. He's almost that age.
Yeah.
He's getting close.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Lorna. I wish you well. I know it's a tough situation, but you always do. You always come through all these things. No matter how hard they are, you always come through. And I know you'll come through again.
I will.
All right. Have a great evening, Lorna. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thank you, dear. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. We have Jane has been waiting patiently on line three. But, Jane, just hold on. We're going to do one song, take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk to you, if you don't mind. And on our break here, we're going to play the song Om Namah Shivaya, a very powerful Sanskrit chant. And we have lines open. And we have enough time to do one or two more people after Jane. So if you want to call in, it's still not too late. Okay, we'll be right back after we hear Om Namah Shivaya.
Bye.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Camp. You're listening to the Mr. Destiny radio show. And we're in our final segment tonight, that was Om Namah Shivaya off my CD, Bhakti Rock. And we have waiting patiently on line three, Jane from Maine. Are you there, Jane?
Yes, I am.
Getting late out there in Maine.
What'd you say?
Getting a little late out there.
Yes, it is. I've been waiting patiently, just meditating for my turn.
Very well. Well, thank you for being patient.
No problem.
And are you born October the 9th, 1959?
Yes, I am.
John Lennon's birthday.
Yes, it is.
Yes. And so what can I do for you this evening?
Well, I have two kind of things I'd like to ask you. One is to shed a little light on the relationship with my husband. He was born on August 20th, 1956. And the other issue is whether or not I should go forward and start my body work business that I've been training for, and my husband, he ended up taking a job in Arizona, and he was out in Arizona for 4 years, and we were doing this back and forth relationship, and I was flying out there and flying back, and didn't really have a chance to say this is my turn now to do something. I've kind of just been on hold and, you know, treading water kind of, and now he's back, you know, on the East Coast, a little closer. He doesn't work in Maine still, but at least, you know, it's closer and a little more doable. But I still feel torn, you know, with wanting to go with him for the week sometimes, or, but, so I'm just kind of in this space. Do you do numerology, too, with your astrology and all? Does that all combine together?
I don't do numerology, per se. I use the system of the cards.
Right.
It has, but I noticed that the cards do reflect. To it, but it's not numerology itself.
Okay. All right. Well, when I was out in, I just wanted to tell you, when I was out in Arizona, I was alone a lot because I didn't have a job and I was flying back and forth, and that's when I picked up your book and got right into your book, and I also picked up a numerology book and got right into that, too, and it really did help to explain who I was with both combined and everything.
Okay.
And I'm a life path 7, and my destiny's also a 7, which is a very introverted wanting to learn everything, and that's what I feel like I want to learn everything. But so is it, my question is it my turn now? Do the cards forecast where I would be successful in going down that path?
Okay, well, first of all, the first thing that I would like to tell you is a little about you. It's pertinent to your question. And you're a king of clubs in this system. Are you aware of that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and the king of clubs is a born teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They're born to
I've
lead.
Been daydreaming about that.
They're born to lead, and they're born to teach. Now, your particular birthday is you are Libra, and your ruling card is a Four of Hearts. That's your secondary card.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very significant because the secondary card can really define other aspects of ourselves that come into play that we may not even notice. Without looking at it, we wouldn't even see it. And the Four of Hearts is a major security-oriented card. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
They're totally security-driven, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And anybody whose life is more or less security-driven always ends up in prison.
Oh,
a self-made
okay.
prison. A little self-made prison. It might mm-hmm. be kind of a cute little prison with little drapes on the windows and, you know, a lot of stuff. It might be not such a bad prison, you know, in that regard, but still, ultimately, one finds oneself going, I want to break out of here.
Right.
So you and your husband, though you don't have the worst connections, I happen to know that birthday pretty well. They're very competitive people that birthday, you know.
Which one? You mean his birthday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They can be very competitive. And, you know, you guys chose to be apart from each other for some reason. I think because it wasn't going so well. You understand?
No, it was going wonderful.
Why did you guys separate?
Well, it wasn't, we didn't consider it a separation, really, because it was, you know, like when you're going along the path of life and something comes to you and everything is flowing and everything just kind of fits into place like a piece of puzzle fits into, you know, like a, and this opportunity came up for him that was just unbelievably, like, fitting into a place that it felt like he needed to go and experience and do this, and so I supported him.
Okay, well, I hear that, but I also hear, see, here's the thing. There's more to the story, okay? There's more to the story, yeah. But see, that choice means you guys were apart a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And I don't think you guys noticed that part of it. You kind of slipped your attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You know, it seems like a logical, right thing to do at the time, but there's a little piece missing, and it's about your relationship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What that choice did was it caused you to have a long-distance relationship where you didn't see each other very often.
Mm-hmm.
You follow that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm telling you that on a unconscious level, you both wanted that.
Well, that's...
And now that he's coming back, you don't want him to come back.
Yeah, I do.
Well, what's your question? What's the question that you have for me tonight?
Well, first of all,
the first
part of my question was the connection between the two of us. Like, I don't know if we have a moon or a sun connection. I know that you were talking about that earlier.
You don't have a moon connection, no. You don't have a moon connection, but you do have some good connections. You have some Venus connections.
Mm-hmm.
The first connection between you is that he's your Uranus card. So he's like, people who have Uranus connections like that will often lead separate lives while they're together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's a friendship connection.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your second?
My second question is, do you see in the cards, would it be a good time for me to, you know, move forward and, you know, start this business that I'd like to start and move in that
Absolutely.
Direction and focus on it?
Absolutely, you should start this business. Absolutely. You're picking
the cards
to do it. You're going to have to work hard at it, but it's going to pay off.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay.
Maybe I misunderstood in the beginning when you were talking, but I think what I thought I heard was a little different than what you're saying now.
Yeah, my relationship with my husband was something that we connected when we were teenagers, and we're one of those, you know, like later in years we reconnected, and it's been a really good thing. I just feel like I need to branch out myself a little bit more now.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. We don't have time to go into this in real depth, but, you know, I think your security orientation kept you from doing this a long time ago. Yeah.
My what?
Your strong drive for security.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yeah.
Being a four of cards, your security involves mostly the people in your life, you know.
Right.
Like John Lennon, he had a deathly, deathly fear of being left alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, when his wife was, when Yoko Ono and him were away from each other, she provided him a woman to be with while she was not around.
Yeah, I know. I read that about him.
And that's because he had this, you know, strong, you know, emotional fear of being all by himself, you know. But anyway, you know, it manifests different in every single person, but it all comes down to, like, you know, wanting
feeling
to have
safe and secure.
What's that?
I said feeling safe and secure.
Yeah, feeling safe. And yeah. Feeling safe means knowing there's somebody there, usually.
Right, right. Well, now, I definitely can see that.
When you're a four of hearts, that's what it involves mostly. We have a good friend in town. She's a four of hearts ruler, too. She's actually, no, she's a four of hearts birth card. She's a different birthday. And you should see how she keeps her family around her constantly. I mean, and she'll complain about it, you know, about how it's dragging her down, but she won't let go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, when he went to Arizona, I really felt like I had never lived by myself before, and I really felt like, oh, how am I going to deal with this? But I actually grew to like it.
Well, that's why I think that you don't want to go back to the kind of relationship you've had before. That's what I was saying. I don't think you want to. You know, you're discovering a different part of yourself, and I think you want to go out and be the king of clubs that you are. And you've never really been.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like you've been
back
in clubs yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Well, I'm really tickled to death that I got to, you know, to get through on your lines. And
thanks for being patient and holding in there. I appreciate it. It's good to talk to you.
No problem.
I wish you
no
luck.
Problem. Have a good evening.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, without further ado, we have Susan from Hawaii on line. I don't know what line. Are you there, Susan?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm okay. And yourself?
Good. And is your birthday January 4th, 1965?
Yep.
Good. What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I was wondering what you saw on my cards, that, you know, if there was anything I should be focusing on right now or paying attention to. I'm kind of at a lull.
You're at a lull right now?
Yeah.
And is that a lull in every area of your life or just certain areas?
Just, I guess, maybe a general lull. I mean,
give me a little status. Like, what's going on, for example, in your work or in your love life? Or like, what's happening?
Well, no relationships at this point.
No relationships.
It's kind of been a while. Does that show in the cards?
Well, it shows when you're going to meet somebody new.
When?
And what else? Well, I'll tell you in a minute, but let's finish with the question first.
Okay. And what else? Let's see. What areas are the lulls? Is that was the question?
Yeah, like, how's the work situation going?
I got plenty of work to do. I have, you know, my home, and I have to work on that a lot. And, you know, I've got enough money. Money's good.
Okay, good.
I just had another speeding ticket, though, and just some legal issues coming up. I was just wondering, like, authority problems or something, you know, what's up with that? And, yeah, relationship issues, you know, lack thereof.
So when was your last relationship?
A couple years now.
Okay. Haven't dated anybody since then?
No, not really. I'm kind of reclusive and all.
All right. Okay.
Workaholic, I guess.
Well, you are, you know, your birthday defines you as a ten of spades, and ten of spades are kind of like all or nothing people.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know that, like in poker, where they go all in? You ever watch poker
right.
on TV? They go, well, ten of spades are either all in or they're not in at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
I kind of
like that.
Right now, you're not in on anything.
Not really, no.
But see, you're just in a little bit of a standstill. It's not going to last too long, though.
Oh, yeah.
You only got really like a month more of this, and then it's going to change dramatically.
Oh, good.
Are you ready for that?
I hope. I'm kind of sick right now. I better get well.
Okay,
got
well.
Got a lot of traveling to do between now and then.
Traveling? What kind of traveling and why?
Just going to visit family on the mainland.
Okay. All right.
For a couple weeks.
Well, I think maybe you're sick because you don't want to go traveling to your family.
I've been traveling a lot lately. It's good to be home to be able to just stay put. But I do want to see my family.
Okay.
Like
well, everything is going to change after April the 18th when you go into your Mars period. You have some very strong influences that will propel you, basically, into action again.
Oh.
You'll be back in action again. Which is, you know, that's the mode that you're most comfortable with, I would think, usually, is being in action, you know, being like a doer, a creator.
Yeah,
kind of
like
being
keeping busy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you were put here to do a lot of things. You were put here to get things done. Okay?
You're just random things, or?
No. You pick something meaningful, and you hone in on it, and you just go after it until you accomplish it. And you look back and you say, wow, look what I did. I did really good.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's good. But, you know, I think a relationship, if you're at all open right now, there's a person that you could meet right now if you were open to it. You just have to be open.
Yeah.
If you can't, if you're not open, it won't happen.
Or
what's that?
I'm kind of cheesy.
You're cheesy? What does that mean?
Like picky, you know.
Oh, choosy.
Choosy.
Well, aren't we all?
I don't know.
Everybody's choosy. Believe me, everybody picks somebody really particular. I mean, everybody's very particular about who they end up with. Very particular.
Yeah. Well, it'd be nice to
you're
be,
in,
like,
you're in the love period right now, Susan.
All right, so just chill.
No, so just look around and see who's looking at you. See who's looking at you. Just, you know, you're not even looking to see who's looking right now, but pay attention for the next month and see what happens.
All right.
All right, Susan. Well, thank you for calling tonight. It's a pleasure talking to you.
All right. Well, thanks for talking with me.
And where do you live in Hawaii? What island?
Big Island.
Oh, okay. Do you live on the east side or the...
Yeah, east.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been there. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah?
Beautiful. Lots of hiking trails over there, too.
Oh, yeah, the lava's flowing right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Kind of intense.
All right.
Well, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. Have a nice evening. Good night.
You too. Bye.
All right. And our last caller of tonight is calling from where I used to live, from Asheville, North Carolina. His name is Sheldon. Are you there, Sheldon?
I am. Gee, I didn't know you used to live here. I thought you still did.
I snuck out when you weren't looking. I left over a year ago.
Oh, well, I wasn't here.
Well, I still have a business there. As a matter of fact, I have to go back to Asheville in about 3 weeks to move my business out here. I'll be there in the first week in April.
Oh, how nice.
So, what can I do for you tonight, Sheldon?
Well, I just recently moved here, so I feel a little displaced because I don't know anybody.
Where did you live before?
I was living in... Worcester, Massachusetts.
Okay, yeah.
I lived there for a couple of years, and before that I was in Vermont.
Okay, yeah.
What
brought you to Asheville?
I just felt like I needed a big change.
Okay.
And I was finding that I wasn't going anywhere with relationships where I was, so I thought, look, maybe if I just change everything altogether, you know, and come to a place that was kind of in between in terms of size of the population and, you know, off the East Coast, which according to an astrocartography reading was telling me that I was on a Pluto line. I don't know if you know,
I'm very familiar with that. I use that. And I'm actually living on a Pluto line right now.
Oh, gee. Transformation City, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like constantly in your face kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, my whole life has been like that. So moving to Asheville, the main reason that I decided to move was that it seemed like it was right on my Venus line, so it's like, well, how could I go wrong? And I haven't been in a serious relationship for years. I mean, it's been a long time.
Okay.
You know, and I'm feeling kind of stuck with that, and I was hoping that this change would really make a difference. You know,
yeah.
So that's one of my questions.
When did you move to Asheville, Sheldon?
Just about, let's see, I'm still in transition. I actually didn't find my own place yet. I'm just staying with my cousin right now. So I'm, you know, like, officially, all my stuff is here. And that happened, a couple of weeks ago.
Well, so you just got there.
Yeah, I just got here.
Okay, all right. Okay, I just want to get a little context going. Now, let me just confirm, is your birthday March
28, 1968? Yes, it is.
1960.
Okay, oh, 60. 60, yeah.
Not 68, okay.
Yeah, it's 3/28/60. And okay. I know I have your love cards book.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm a eight of clubs and ten of hearts.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't have the destiny book. I don't know anything about that.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, so now just tell me what your questions are as simply as you.
Okay, so basically I'm trying to find out what's going on with my relationship status because it seems like there is none, which is kind of the reason that I moved here. And also, I kind of quit my job to come here, and I'm just not really sure what I should be doing for work. Maybe you can give me a clue on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, okay, first of all, I should tell you that you're in the Neptune period of the year right now. That's the period just before our birthday every year.
Yeah.
And it's called the hopes and fears period.
Okay, well, I guess that's happening.
Yeah, it's like you're hoping for something good, and you're afraid of what bad might happen at the same time. It's just what happens in Neptune, okay?
That's exactly where I am.
And it's important when you're in Neptune to not make any important decisions. One way or the other. Don't make any important decisions. Why? Because when you're in Neptune, you're sort of like on drugs for 52 days. Okay.
The Neptune period started for me when?
Well, it's over on your birthday, and it started on the 4th of February.
Okay.
Okay.
I did actually make a pretty big decision right before that.
That's fine.
And it had to do with buying a house down here.
Mm-hmm.
So right before I went into Neptune, I decided I was going to buy a house, and the actual purchase went through during the Neptune period. But
that's okay, as long as you don't make decisions while you're in Neptune. And I mean, there are even cases where you can make a decision in Neptune and it's okay, but in general, it's not a good idea. So right now, I'm saying you need to just relax a little bit. And don't think that you have to come up with an answer right now.
Okay.
Because you can't really come up with an answer right now, even if you try. You can't. You can't do anything but worry and fantasize.
Exactly.
And you only got a couple of weeks left to go. So, you know, you'll be out of this on your birthday, and everything's going to look different within a week of your birthday. Things will start looking really different for you.
Okay?
And I see you making money this next year.
Oh, I could see that I'm going to be making money. I mean, it's not a problem money-wise. It's a matter of what I'm going to do for meaning, for work. You know, I mean, because I have a money channel, let's say. You know, but...
let me ask you this. What kind of work have you done?
I've been in the health food industry.
Health food?
Yeah, so I work with nutrition. That has been the most important thing that I've done, is working in nutrition.
Okay, so do you help individuals, or are you in a business, or what?
I used to work in a health food store, so it was one at a time I'd help people.
Okay. And did you enjoy that?
I felt like when I was one-on-one with somebody who was actually listening to what I had to say, that it was a high that I could not describe. But then there were the people who said, you know, who are you? You know, my doctor said this. This is what I should do. And, you know, and I couldn't get through. And that frustrated me to no end. So it was a little bit of both. I mean, I had these great experiences where I just felt I was high as a kite, and then I had these experiences that made me feel like I wanted to rip somebody's head off.
Did were you charging them for the service?
No, I just worked in the store, so it was just free.
Well, see, that's the problem.
I think, yeah.
That was the problem, see? That they weren't having to pay for your expertise.
Right.
And that was, as soon as you started talking about that, I felt that's what happened. I could feel it.
I gave it away for nothing.
Yeah, and that's why you got nothing in return, because they didn't value what you were saying.
Yeah.
Because no matter how you look at it, in our current culture, and it's not a good thing, but it's true, is that we value things by what the price is. Our culture. You know,
yeah.
We determine the worth of something by how much it costs. So for you to sit there and give that away, they didn't give a shit. Honestly. Some might have, but by and large, they wouldn't listen. I have a student, and I've told this story before. He was doing readings, and he was charging, I think, $40. And he called me up, and he said, "Robert, I'm having a real problem." I go, "What's going on?" He goes, "Well, I'm doing readings, but people aren't showing up for the appointments. And then when they show up, they're not listening to me." So guess what I told him?
Charge more?
Yeah. I told him to charge $100. He almost fell out of his chair when I told him that, because he was only charging $40, right? But he called me back a couple weeks later and said, "You won't believe what happened." He said, "You know, I'm now charging $100, and I'm getting all these clients, and they're all listening."
Okay.
He was so happy, because really, what he really wanted was them to listen to him, and think that what he had to say was important, but he wasn't valuing it enough for them. So that's one little discussion there. But you know, if you're going to do the work that you love, it sounds like your financial thing is handled for you. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I really have to worry about it.
So you're in Asheville, which is a city of healers. You know, like I have a couple jokes, you know, like Sedona, I say that the question about Sedona is, who's not a reader in Sedona? Everybody reads something. They read, you know, stars or whatever, or they read, you know, the archangels or whatever. In Asheville, the question is, who's not a healer? Because a lot of healers there.
I figure that it was a pretty open place, that a lot of people would be open to it, and if I wanted to do something like that here, it might be a good place. But then, of course, you know, there are a lot of people doing this kind of stuff.
No, there is no such thing as competition, though, Sheldon, because there's only one of you. That's what you have to remember. There's only one of you, okay?
What if I have a twin?
Would you like a twin, Sheldon?
I have one.
Oh, you are one. I see.
I am.
Well, there's still only one Sheldon. It doesn't matter if you have a twin, Sheldon. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. His name isn't Sheldon, so you're right.
That's right. And your DNA is not exactly the same either. Okay.
Not anymore.
No. So I think that you just make a plan for yourself. And don't make any big plans until after your birthday, but start dreaming now about what a beautiful life you can have in Asheville. And decide what it is you want to offer people. And after your birthday, you set up a little shop doing this service, and make sure you charge enough for it.
Okay.
And you will have success, and you will also make a lot of new friends. I've got lots of friends in Asheville. And, you know, there's lots of different circles. Every major spiritual group is in Asheville. Every person who's studying any single system, you can find it in Asheville. So whatever your particular interest, those people are there, and they're having a meeting once a week and you can join in, and you can connect. There's, everybody's there. You just haven't been there long enough to find them.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a copy of the Mountain Express and look in the cosmic, what's it called, the section, like cosmic smorgasbord or something. I forget what it's called. But there's a section with all the New Age happenings in town every week, and it's huge. I mean, Asheville's a small town, but there is, like, more stuff going on there than in the whole city of New York or L.A.
Yeah, which is, this is why I thought this would be a good place, you know?
It is a good place, and it's good for you. You just haven't been there long enough to find everything yet.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing was that, you know, I've just been kind of on this, how do I describe it, on this streak of, you know, no relationship.
Uh-huh.
So that's the other thing that I'm just wondering about. Is there any, what do I have to look forward to right now? Because that's kind of what I'm going through, that worry thing, the Neptune thing you were talking about. I'm kind of worried about that. I'm not, you know, here I am.
You know, okay, you're in Neptune, and right now you have a Three of Hearts, which means you're worrying about not getting enough love, okay?
Yeah.
Simple as that. And all that it is, Sheldon, is your mind. Okay?
Okay.
Just ignore it, okay? Ignore it. Just relax.
How could I ignore it? I'm the card of mental power.
Well, you know, if you're going to let your mind, like, thrash you like that all the time, you're going to have to, like, commit yourself into an institution.
Okay, well.
You got to get control of your mind back. You're not your head, Sheldon. I know you might think you are, but you're not.
Okay.
So, you know, you can tell your mind, hey, just calm down. It's all going to be okay. You know, I don't need you right now. I don't need you to try to figure out how to meet somebody. Just relax. As a matter of fact, you know, get into a little dating service or something. I don't know. Go out and meet people. There's so many people in Asheville.
Okay. All right.
You gotta go around, you know, try to find a group that are like into what you're into and connect with them. That's the first thing, and you're not doing that. You're not doing any of that yet.
Okay, okay.
You haven't even started the first thing. You're just sitting there worrying, and you're not doing anything. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So get your Mountain Express out and look up in there and see what kind of meetings are happening. Make a few phone calls. I mean, they got so much going on there. They got concert dancing 3 nights a week. They got kirtans 3 nights a week in different places. They got yoga. They got people coming. They got every book, every spiritual book, there's a group meeting about it and talking about it, the secret, this and that. You have no idea what's there. It's enormous.
Okay.
You haven't even scratched the surface of what's available to you. And it's going to be great when you see. And you're under a Venus line. It's all going to work out. But you're under this worry thing, and you're going to worry no matter what. So you might as well just, like, give it up.
Well, I'm glad that I'm talking to you because you're helping to make it easier. Thanks.
You're welcome. You know, you only got a couple more weeks of this, and you'll be out of this period. So, you know, that's the good news, too. It's not going to last very long.
All right.
And there is, I do see love coming into your life this year.
This year?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In like
it's been
May
so
or
long.
June. May and June.
May or June. Well, I'm going to hold you to that.
You're going to be having sex, Sheldon.
It's about
somebody,
time.
With somebody besides yourself.
it's about time.
Yeah, well, if you're open to it, there's a lot of beautiful women in Asheville.
Okay, well, that's not too long to wait. That's
no,
something to look forward to.
No, it's not long at all. And you need to first connect with the people that are of like mind as yourself. You need to go find them. And if you're not doing that in Asheville, you shouldn't even be there. I mean, what's the point of being somewhere if you're not going to connect with people?
Yeah, you're right.
So, you know, get out there and meet some of these people that are into the same thing you're into, and then see what happens. You're in a good spot for it. It's just a matter of you taking action. And I suggest you do that now. That'll keep your mind a little off the worry so much.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Good luck, Sheldon.
Thank you very much.
And I hope you love it there. It's my favorite place to live. It's the most beautiful place.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good night.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, everybody, that wraps up our show tonight. We went a little bit over, but Sheldon, it was nice talking to somebody from Asheville, and I could even have recommended some places to go, but we were focused on the more important issues at hand. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. We'll be back next week on Monday, and we end our show, as we do every night, with this powerful mantra called the Gayatri Mantra in the sound and in the song form that I created on my new CD. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy the show. We'll see you next week. Good night. This is Robert Lee Camp.
Om Purvama Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam. Om Purvama Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam. Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayam. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes, and when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!